Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Every Friday here on 1150 AM KKNW, I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. I am visiting Jeannie Russell in Kauai at this very moment. Good morning, Jeannie Russell.
Good morning, Dina. So happy to have you here.
It's been 2 weeks now. And for me, when I first come back to Kauai, it's almost as if I've never left.
I know. It feels so natural to have you here. I come downstairs and you're in the kitchen, petting around our kitchen, making something.
And the island, it's like already got people honking at me and I'm riding my bike. And I feel like I know some of the officials now. I got my picture with the mayor.
I know. You're here for 2 days and you already have a picture with the mayor. I'm like, Dina, how'd you do that?
Oh, Phil Warwa, he knows a lot of people. And he's Santa Claus. And I'm sure if you listened to the show before, I help him with some disc golf here on the island, which is like one of his dreams come true. But it all started with me running away from home, which I've told that story before. But after that, you and I became friends, and I stayed here for the first time at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center. Mm-hmm. And we kind of got that party started. Then Patty Duddy, which I was working with before I left, stayed in my room after I left.
Yes.
And I think he was here for a month. And he's actually returned, and we both visited at the same time after that.
Yeah, we went stand-up paddle boarding.
Oh, yeah.
And that's loved that. Oh, my God. He's so hooked.
And then he was trying to surf.
Right.
Remember? And he's Irish, so he got burnt.
Yeah.
But it's been quite an adventure. And after I knew you for a couple years, we did the expo, the Kauai Expo with Char.
Inspiration Expo, that we had at the War Memorial.
And what happened is that for 2 days, you have people coming to our table, and I did so many readings, and most of those people are still friends of mine, like Victor, he's been on my show, but it's been amazing, and also all the people I've met here at Dolphin Touch have been on the show and are still like my Facebook friends, and we watch each other, but it has been a journey, and you know, people think, you and I probably like, hey, we're on top of the world. We're like right now in Kauai. But, you know, we started kind of in the same boat.
Yeah.
We were both struggling with, I call it your solar plexus or your power chakra.
Right.
And your throat chakra.
Yes.
And at that time, I was just, my last child was graduated. And I now know what I was going through is called the good mother syndrome. I made that up. How you're so used to bending over backwards for your children and your spouse or, you know, just about everybody that you don't really know how to put your foot down and say no.
Yes.
And that's kind of how we started this journey is you lifted me up when I was probably at my lowest. Mm-hmm. And Dolphin Touch saved my life.
No.
And that's why I like to bring people here. And through the last year or so, we've had this conversation on the phone every Monday.
Yeah. We stay connected. And, you know, we've helped each other with different things, different suggestions, or through some hard times, or reflections, or sharing common experiences. And it's been great to have you as a friend, as a colleague, as a business partner, and everything else. It's just been a really beautiful journey.
It has been, and it's kind of a surprise to me as I look back how many things, like building blocks, added up to us sitting here right now upstairs where I
right.
stay for the
I
first
know,
time.
I know. You were the first one that said, hey, why don't you open up the upstairs? Because we had treatment rooms up here. And you're like, can I just stay upstairs? I think it was a storage room when I first had it. I didn't know what to do with that room. And they're like, oh. And actually, I think it was a blow-up bed, which probably was quite uncomfortable.
It was huge. It looked like it could float. It could float, probably. But you know, it was kind of, you had healing room up here. You did some yoga up here. We were upstairs at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center. But then later on, I think excursions. That's when we went zip lining.
Yes.
And when you added excursions, which when people came in, they could kayak or you have bikes now.
Yeah. And we, of course, upgraded the rooms. We actually have someone contacted me. What's that topper you put on top of the bed? Because it was so comfortable. Yeah, we made the rooms really nice. I mean, it's beautiful up here now. We have a whole, microwave, coffee machine, blenders, whole mini kitchen, and yeah, just made it really homey up here. So much so that it's like, yeah, we could stay up here too.
We escape the center. We're upstairs.
Escape my home,
Yeah.
my 20-year-old kids now, and come to Dolphin Touch.
To retreat, and
Yeah.
that's what it's about. Sometimes, you just, well, for one, for us having each other to talk to and get us through, because I'm a little bit, my kids are raised before yours were out of the house. So I always said you'll get that no voice here pretty soon.
Right.
And now you started to say no. And the other day when I first came here, everyone came through the door, and you, I'll be honest, you bought anything they were selling, you fed them, they could sleep outside on the mats or whatever. And I've watched you grow, and this time you actually had somebody coming in and was disrespectful, really. And you just marched right in and you said, "Excuse me, we're having a class out here. You'll have to come back later." And I was like, bam, there's her power chakra and her throat
Oh yeah,
chakra.
definitely. Yeah, it's been a journey. Everybody thinks owning a healing center is a beautiful thing and so easy, and oh, I'd love to do that. And then, like, if you only knew the intricacies of running a healing center, all these people focusing on you, everybody wanting something from you, trying to sell their good or wanting to do something, and it's a challenge. It's a real challenge to find, what to say yes to and what to say no to.
And there's a lot of homeless people here. I mean, that's just the facts. There's a lot of homeless people all over the place. But Kauai, they come here and they may be hungry and they may need a place to stay. Like the other day, we had a young man, just because it was raining, he felt that your house was his house.
Yeah, there's a lot of boundary issues that we're constantly having to work with. And, just because we're a center and we're healing, people think, oh, you should be able to bend over backwards or do things, and it's like, we still need to bring income in. We still have to pay the mortgage. We still have things. So there's the logistics part. There's a lot of people that look at healers and don't think they should charge, or they think they should offer their services for free, or if you're a healer, you just help people. And that's a lovely thought, and maybe someday we'll get there, but we're not there yet, and we
Yeah.
still need money to pay the bills and to make things work. Of course, we still do so much volunteer work, so much free offering. So we've helped tons of people almost on a daily basis. So yeah, I mean, there's that, but then there's those that take advantage.
And that's when the boundaries come in, and that saying no. And the other day we were looking at a cat during our retreat meter class, and the cat was looking at us, and we're like, "Oh, that cat's gonna want something." And what'd you say?
Well, I was like, okay, no, I'm not gonna feed it. It's self-sufficient. It can take care of itself. And it would come around and meow, and you could tell it was hungry. And there happened to be a little mouse
In our class, the mouse was outside in the class. Ooh.
and hanging on the little out the trash can outside, actually, on the edge of the trash can, looked right at us, was shaking and looking at us, and looking for food, whatever. And sure enough, 2 minutes later, that cat grabbed that mouse, and that was the end of that.
And then brought it back to me as an offering.
Right.
So, but what you're saying is, like, it was that tug at your heart, which I've had my whole life.
Right.
There's sympathy and empathy. Empathy is when you have the boundaries, and sympathy is when you can almost feel someone pulling at your heart and you're going to do something you don't really want to do.
Right.
And I think that's what us moms have, because we really are sensitive to our kids' needs and other kids' needs in the neighborhood. So it makes us really good mothers. And then there's a point where we are older and our kids are gone, but we still have that pull. And that's what I was
Yes.
feeling with the cat. And I didn't feel that so much with the man that, basically was selling something, or even the kids sleeping outside. I didn't feel it for them because I they're but the cat had that little pull. And did we feed the cat?
At first, we resisted, but yes, okay. We did break down and fed the cat, but then we kept the cat outside. And I think the cat, no, this, you cannot come in the center. This is, you could stay out there, you can take care of the rodents.
Yep, and I'll feed you. I got the organic food.
Yeah, that was so sweet. You went and bought organic cat food.
But when he looks at the window at me at night, I just say, you got to stay outside, and he meows, and then he goes away. So he or she, we're not quite sure, but it's a beautiful black cat with white paws. And
I know, it's so adorable. Someone said tuxedo.
Tuxedo cat. But, you know, that's what I'm talking about, is that, that tug you get when somebody wants something from you, and you don't know how to say no. And so I feel, since I've been with you, and we've had our conversations pretty much weekly, you and I have built that voice. And I'm more confident now, and I can feel that tug. And I know, like with Reiki, when I feel bad for somebody and when I'm going to give my energy away, I can. That's why the chakra work, or just all these classes we teach, because you get in tune. I was telling someone, you're like an instrument. That's what we do. We tune up our instrument. When you and I have that pull, or the guilt thing, right, where we feel guilty if we don't do something for someone, that's not healthy. So the most important thing is to do things out of the goodness of your heart, and do it because you want to, and then the energy behind it is so much better. So we're going to take our first break, and after that, Jean's going to tell us a story about Ben Stiller. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Stay tuned.
I live calm. It's a place for you and I. It makes me happy when skies are gray.
Lift Your Spirits in Kauai with Jeannie Russell, the owner of Dolphin Touch Wellness Center. Disconnect and recharge with a week retreat, one-day excursion, or one of the many healing treatments offered at Dolphin Touch. The center is located in downtown Kapa'a and is a short walk to the beach and bike path. Whether you choose a Dolphin Touch therapy session, a personal retreat, or one of the many spirit-lifting activities, you'll experience the magic of Kauai and connect to the amazing people who live there. Visit dolphintouch.org to connect with Jeannie and the beautiful island of Kauai.
Feeling the need to get away and reconnect with Mother Nature? Located on Whidbey Island, Earth Sanctuary is a peaceful and magical sculpture garden, nature reserve, and retreat center with 2 miles of nature trails, 3 bird-filled ponds, and a variety of powerful sacred spaces, including a labyrinth, stone circles, and medicine wheels. Come and enjoy the wonders of nature and experience personal renewal, spiritual growth, and healing today. Visit earthsanctuary.org or The Earth Sanctuary on Facebook for more information.
Thinking about getting away for a day or an overnight stay? Pristine Pacific Northwest Island beauty is closer and more affordable than you may think. From unspoiled hills to uncrowded Puget Sound shoreline, from wildlife and stately evergreen forests to bald eagles and blue herons, Whidbey and Camino Islands have it all. They're both located in Puget Sound and are an easy drive from either Seattle or Vancouver, BC. Both islands are accessible by bridge, and each island is a wonder of nature and scenic beauty to be enjoyed by the entire family. To visit this classic Pacific Northwest experience, visit WhidbeyCaminoIslands.com or like them on Facebook to see all they have to offer. You'll discover that island time is just a short drive away and can be affordably yours this weekend. Whidbey and Camino Islands, the shortest distance to far away.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
I live covered. Maybe you can come on by.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie, and I am in Kauai, Hawaii, in the small town of Kapa'a, in Dolphin Touch Wellness Center with Jeannie Russell. Welcome back, Jeannie.
Yay! Happy to be here.
So we just got done with a retreat where we were learning to do
retreat training workshop.
There you go. And now we're actually in a retreat with some women from Australia.
Yes.
But we'll mention this because we were talking about how we were learning to do things like say yes to ourselves and say no to other people when we want to, and tell them your collage story.
Yeah, so we, part of the retreat training workshop, we were going to make a collage of our ultimate retreat and what we would create and everything else. And so we were cutting pictures out of a magazine. And so the way I do this is I just like look at a picture and whatever speaks to me or jumps out at me, I'll cut that out. And I don't know where it fits, but I just know that it's supposed to be part of it. So I cut out this picture of a guy in a business suit actually reaching down and holding a woman who was hanging off the edge of a cliff. And I cut that picture out with the intention of, oh yeah, this is what we're doing. We're like saving people on the retreat. Like, you know, they're falling off the edge of a cliff and we're going to help them and save them. So I cut out that picture and I glued it onto my collage paper, and the wind came in and every other picture stayed, but that picture flew off my board. And then I'm looking at that picture and I'm like, wait a minute. We were just talking, Dean and I were just talking about it. We don't want to save people. We don't want to, you know, rescue them. Everyone is their own healer and their own savior. We're just facilitators to help with that. And I ripped that picture off and I tore it up and I threw it in the trash. And I said, yeah, I'm done with that. Because the new paradigm, and I talk a lot about the new Lemuria, is seeing everyone as sovereign beings. Everyone is capable of taking care of themselves. And we just facilitate and help and support one another, but not that as saviors, because we've done so many lifetimes of that, saving other people and being rescuers and things like that. And this is a new paradigm that we're coming into. And it's not that we want to save people, but we want to provide a safe environment and a safe place for them to be self-actualized and self-realized and self-empowered. So I thought that was very symbolic, the way that paper flew off of my collage board.
And the vision was, if you could have fallen just by holding that person
up.
That's
right. That's right.
And that's what I get to that point too. I am the good mother syndrome. I fall into it very easily. And it is important for me to retreat, because I'll start getting empty. And then I get beyond empty. And that's when I'm pretty good about pulling back. But if you don't, that's where you get ill. So giving more than you have is a huge problem. And normally the people that you give to don't appreciate it in the end anyways. And that's really important. So Tawny Antonelli, a client she's in my book, who's worked with me from the very beginning, says, Dina doesn't heal you, she gives you the tools to heal yourself. And that's probably the biggest compliment ever, because I can't make people exercise. I can't make them eat right when they get home. It has to be the information and, like you said, the space and the classes and some healing. They go home and they have to do their homework.
Yeah, it's every healing is a co-creation. There's you could be the best healer in the world, and you can't heal somebody if they don't or are not ready to be shifted into a new place. And they have to, you can meet them halfway, but they have to meet us halfway too. Mm-hmm. So, and you, by chance, had worked on a woman while you were here. It's so interesting that, you know, talk about law of attraction. So while you were here, you know, a woman had called and I was busy on the retreat, and I was like, oh, Dina, can you help this woman? And do you want to share?
Well, and she's at that place where she has been told to take medication. She has anxiety, and that she goes to the ER, and basically that's all they have to offer her. And
it's,
I know,
drugs.
Yeah.
Here's a pill.
Yep. And that's what they're going to give her for her anxiety. And you know, I know breath work. I know the Reiki works. I know talking about what's going on, you know, the hypnotherapy part. What are you thinking? What's causing you to feel like you're drowning? Because that's what it feels like. Mm-hmm. And when she walked, we just left the labyrinth. We got here and she walked in. What color was she like?
Oh my gosh.
Jaundice.
Gray. It was not good. Yeah, even David, my husband, commented. She was not in a good place.
And no. We could talk all day, but what we just did is one Reiki session and she turned pink. She could walk again. And, you know, it's like, my purpose and passion is to really get as many people a taste of this, of it, because it does work. But it's little things over a long period of time that add up. So, you know, changing the thoughts. What are you thinking? She watches the news all the time. Turn off the television because it's causing you to be anxious.
Yeah.
Then she's not breathing. And then some stress comes around from, you know, family and friends or family, you know, in-laws. And then all of a sudden it's just too much. So, you know, time alone. I said, you know, taking a bath once a night, or just getting away and being by yourself is so important. And I can't, not that I can preach it, but you have to get quiet to find your small, still voice, which is your higher self. then you can make better decisions. I've been in the doctor's office in pain, and I've made bad decisions because I didn't take the time to pull away, find my higher voice. I was just listening to the authority and end up taking painkillers or something that changed my personality. And now I would never take them because I went through that. But the bottom line was through teeth issues, you know, root canal stuff. But in the end, if I would have pulled away because I really didn't want to do it, I would have been right. There was something wrong with me that I knew what it was.
Right. You have a higher intelligence and a higher connection that is guiding you. But obviously something guided her here to Dolphin Touch. And the coincidence that she wound up working with you, I mean, it's all divine. And you know that it, as long as you reach out and put the word out there that you want to be helped, that you want to shift your life, you want to be healed, the universe will always respond and always give you something to help you, to guide you, to assist you. But you have to make the first step. You have to take the initiation. You have to make that call. You have to stop the momentum of what's happening in your life, that chain, that wheel that goes round and round, and you got to get off that wheel and shift your life into something that is more resonant with who you are.
And as I work with the chakras, you get up in the morning, count your blessings, set 5 intentions for the day. I want to meet kind, gentle, fascinating people, have amazing experiences, whatever those things are, and then focus on the beautiful things. You know, if you're always thinking about what's broken in your life, you're not going to have a third eye, which is your intuition. And then you're going to have an inner voice that if you can keep your mind fairly still, and that means no worrying and no thinking about the past or present or replaying things, you're going to have an intuitive hunch. And it is making the call. Hundreds of women and men have called me. My voice told me too. Do you think I'm crazy? I'm like, no. And I'm still friends with them. We've done events together, but make the call. So that's using your outer voice, which is your throat chakra. And then loving yourself enough to show up. Show up for the healing, show up for the class, show up for the event where you're going to get to go sit on the beach by yourself. Those are the lower chakras. It's physically getting out of your head and showing up for something that's going to be good for you. That's self-love 101.
Yeah, she moved through a lot of resistance. I think she changed her appointment with you like three or four times.
I was like, okay.
You know, obviously, yeah, she was...
Timing is everything. And two, I've learned not to actually have anything say that time or... my intentions are to basically do whatever the universe wants me to do. So sometimes timing is perfect. Maybe they don't show up and that's the day I meet somebody else or something, other door opens up for me.
Right.
But it is really important to flow. And forcing it never works. And I just read something from 10 years ago from Facebook, or I don't know if it was 10 years ago, but it was about how less thinking is overrated. And that's when we get in trouble. So if you can quiet your mind, go about your business, focusing on the beauty in the world, and self-love 101 is what I love to teach. And that's what I get when I come to Kauai. I disappear most of the time. You guys don't know where I'm at. And I say no for at least a week to any healing, to anything that doesn't feel right to me. And then pretty soon I'm eating when I want. Like, I've been going to bed early. I've been getting up early. But doing the things that feel right to me. Feel, get it? That's my heart chakra. And if it feels good to me, then my body's going to start vibrating at a different level. And now I'm attracting the mayor or whatever. I'm attracting random events. But before I was obligated, I might have felt guilty. I was at a point where I felt heavy. I feel much lighter than I did a couple weeks ago. So listening to your small, still voice, focusing on the beauty, and when intuition says, get on your bad motor scooter and ride, and I see the most amazing, I don't have a scooter, but I have a bike, and I see that amazing rainbow, that's what it's all about. And so, one, I want to thank Jeannie Russell for providing this space. Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you. You know, I don't know how many people have said that. I mean, the last time we were doing, I was doing a massage on someone, and they're like, thank you so much for having this space. Isn't that sweet? In the middle of a massage, she was saying that, you know, thank you for providing this space and having this. She had an amazing transformation too. And I love what I do. I love that we get to play in paradise in this beautiful place. And I love to meet people like you and all the amazing other people that come from all over the world to be here.
And these places are so important. I call it a beacon of light. You know, some people walk by while I'm just getting back from a bike ride and they say, you know, I've come by this place 100 times and this is the first time I walked through the door. And they are on my show or we did healing work together. But it's like it's a light. It's a light that shines. And when the timing's perfect, people walk through the door. And I just feel it's so whimsical and magical. You know, and when I got here, I didn't have the magic. You saw me. I was burnt out. Wasn't I? So yeah. You know, it's all
you were
about
definitely
that.
Needing a hug.
I needed a hug, and I needed to rekindle my fire, find my light again. And during our retreat training, you told the most amazing story. And so after the break, that's what we're gonna do. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits. We'll be right back.
We love surfing in a family.
Come visit my favorite retreat destination, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, located in Okapa'a Town on the island of Kauai. With its divine and spiritual portals and special healing energies, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center offers a full spectrum of sessions, classes, workshops, and Kauai adventures. The gift shop carries fun gifts, books, and enlightening tools for your own enjoyment. Dolphin Touch Wellness Center specializes in a new healing modality that involves energy work and body work combined. My good friend and owner, Jeannie Russell, calls the technique Dolphin Touch. Jeannie and I invite you to come to Kauai and experience the spirit of the dolphins and connect with their love, joy, and playfulness. For upcoming retreats and events, visit dolphintouch.org or call Jeannie Russell at 808-822-4414.
My name is Adrian the Champ Starks, and I am an international speaker, author, coach, and the founder of Champion Up. My mission in life is to help individuals overcome their obstacles by searching, believing, conditioning, and acting upon their winning potential. Why? Because winning is in all of our DNA, and you were born to win. So if you really want to believe in that champion in you, go to my website, championup.net. to discover more about your winning potential.
Tea with Your Dragon is a tea shop located in historic downtown Stanwood. They specialize in herbal products to improve your everyday life and carry over 150 bulk herbs, spices, and teas. Their teas are carefully handcrafted with the finest organic ingredients. Tea with Your Dragon is full of whimsical gifts, locally handmade jewelry, and has a beautiful collection of stones and crystals. To learn more, visit teawithyourdragon.com or like them on Facebook to see upcoming classes and events.
Are you looking for an affordable and effective way to market your holistic business? By advertising in Seattle Natural Awakenings magazine, in print and online, you will reach a readership of 50,000 ideal customers. And like no other magazine, we also have creative tools to deliver your message to the world. Join the Seattle Natural Awakenings family and let us support you in bringing your business to the next level. To get into our next issue, call 425-350-5448 or visit us online at seattleawakenings.com. We are ready to go to work with you and for you.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
So if this spot gets too much, ain't no place to go. Just come cover.
Thank you for joining us this morning. I am with Jeannie Russell in Kapa'a at Dolphin Wellness Center. I'll be here for a while doing my shows with fascinating, kind, gentle people and talking about some of our excursions and the things we do here. So Jeannie, when I first met her, had a throat chakra issue, and so did I, and speaking our mind and sticking up for ourselves. And we've been working through those blocks for years. And we've had a couple times where the radio show, you were supposed to be on it, and then you're like, Dina, I don't know what happened, but I have this block with my throat chakra. And you told the most beautiful story the other day. Tell us the story.
All right. Yes, so this is the Ben Stiller story. So, I got this intuitive hit from the dolphins. You know, I work with the dolphin energy. And it was to go to this particular beach, and they said Tuesday and Thursday to go there. And this is a beautiful beach on the North Shore, beautiful little bay. And I swam with the dolphins there before. And so I was expecting the dolphins to show up. And we had a whole group of people with us, and we had a great time, and I just bought a stand-up paddleboard. And so I'm fooling around on my stand-up paddleboard, and while I was there, I was just cruising on the water, and who comes next to me but Ben Stiller on his stand-up paddleboard with his little son on the front of the board. And he starts paddling by, and I'm like, Ben! Hey, Ben! And he looks at me as if he knew me, and then I just was, like, totally embarrassed. I hid my face, literally, and, like, he just continued on, and I was like, oh, God, so embarrassed. And so I knew this bay where he was going, that he would need to come back, and I was like, oh, when he comes back, I'm going to approach him. I'm going to give him my business card. I'm going to tell him about my center and yada, yada, yada. So, sure enough, a couple hours later, we're still on the beach cruising. Ben Stiller comes back. And I lost courage. And I was like, oh, he's with his family, his little son. And I didn't want to bother him. And before I knew it, he was gone. So I was kind of kicking myself, so I said, so I grabbed one of my business cards, and I said, if I ever run into Ben Stiller again, I am going to give him this card. And I put it in a specific place in my car to hold it there, and that was the card I was going to give him if I ever ran into him again. But funny enough, I went to that bay, and there were no dolphins that day, so Tuesday goes, Thursday comes, we're down at the beach again, we're out on the boards, we're swimming around, we're having a great time, and but no dolphins. I was like, gee, that's really weird. Okay, so I'm leaving, I'm at the top of this hill where it merges in with the highway, and I was waiting there, my turn to enter the road. And who pulls up next to me?
Stiller.
Ben Stiller. And he's in this huge black truck. And he looks over at me and he said, are you okay? I don't know what he was thinking. Maybe he's thinking, what's this crazy lady doing? Or I don't know what his intention was. But I said, yeah, fine. Hey, can I give you something? And he, like, hesitated just for a minute. He's like, yeah, sure. So, of course, at this point, my hair is dripping wet. I'm in a bathing suit. I had a towel wrapped around it. Not exactly the way I wanted to meet Ben Stiller. But, you know, you had to take advantage of those situations when they come up. So I went in my car and I grabbed that particular business card that I had set aside specifically to give to Ben Stiller. I get out of my car at the top of the highway. And I walk over to his car and said, I really love your work. I love what you do. I think you're awesome. I have a wellness center here on Kauai. He also bought a house on the North Shore, so he comes to Kauai quite often. And I do dolphin energetics in the ocean. I would love to give you a free session. And so here's my card. And so he takes the card and he looks it over and he's like, oh, okay, thank you. And, you know, I think he was just being polite. But and now, you know, traffic is backing up, you know, and I'm at this intersection.
Talking to Ben Stiller.
And then I'm like, okay, I kind of had to get back to my car. And so as I'm leaving, I'm like, call me anytime. Which I can't believe I said. But anyway, so I get back in my car. He takes off one direction. I take off in another direction. And I'm driving away. My husband calls right after that. And I am screaming on the phone. I'm like, I just spoke to Ben Stiller. And he looked at me and he talked to me and all this stuff. And he couldn't hear what I was saying. He's like, what's the matter? Did you have a heart attack? What's going on? Finally, I calmed up down enough to tell him what was going on. And right after I told him that, I just started bawling. I just started crying. because prior to that, I was working with my coach. I have a life coach, and I'm working with my coach, and it was to be seen and heard. And I was clearing that. And so the fact that Ben stopped his car, turned over to me, talked to me, was like, oh my God, I'm not invisible. I'm not invisible anymore. I was seen and heard by a guy, multi-million dollar, by the way, what was it, like $6 million he's worth or something ridiculous? Which doesn't really matter, we're all people, but still, just the fact that he, you know, was this guy that, you know, turned around and said something to me. So then I started crying, my husband started crying, and it was a huge release of this energy of, especially healers and people that are doing stuff, and it's always been in the background. It's always been behind the scenes. It's always been, oh, I'll help, but, you know, no one will know what I'm doing. And I was, you know, comfortable with that. And as an entrepreneur, you have to put yourself out there. You have to be seen. You have to be heard. How are people going to connect with you? How are people going to relate to you? So it was a huge breakthrough for me. It was a huge shift in my consciousness. It was a huge growth. And then my husband too, you know, he had the same syndrome of, you know, let's just hide, trying to be hidden, not be seen, not make too much noise. As a kid, I was raised, children are to be seen and not heard, you know, that thing. And that was ingrained in me, and I just kind of really cleared a lot of that day. I mean, I'm still working on it, you know, I mean,
We're practicing.
It's a practice, exactly. And now I'm doing Facebook Lives and, you know, running retreats and doing things. And it was, and I attribute a lot of that to Ben. I'm still waiting for him to call me.
She also does real estate, and that's on the other side of the car.
I know, that was on the other side of the car, so maybe he thought I was trying to...
To be continued, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know. I have a feeling I will tell him that story one day.
You will. And it's about also lighting your light enough to shine. Instead of us, as the good mother syndrome, putting everyone up on a pedestal because they play soccer. Yay, good kids. You got good grades. Yay, you're doing well in this and that. And then now it's maybe we can be in the center up front and shine our light. And when I had someone say, I'm proud of you or look at you, it was kind of weird for me, you know, when I wrote my book and stuff, that people were actually happy for me that I did something. And now I hang around only people like that. Before, I never would hang around. I always hung around people that kind of undermined me because it was my fault, right? I was afraid to shine.
Right. And there's something about people wanting you to dim your light. Even as a female, you know, dim your femininity. That was another thing, you know, don't show your boobs or your cleavage. I mean, not your boobs.
That's a whole other event we did together.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was another
clue. A body painting. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Well, that would be another
That'd be the root chakra and your sacral chakra about being proud of your body, no matter what shape or size it was. And that was probably the beginning of our journey.
It was.
Loving ourselves for who we are at this moment, at this age, and being around other people that are different, and we were all beautiful.
Yes.
And I think you and I worked our throat chakra and our power chakra together. The solar plexus is below your heart. Your heart is self-love, obviously. And your throat is basically you having the courage to say, hey, Ben, right?
Yeah, I know. And I couldn't believe it. It was like, it was out of my mouth before I even...
Call me anytime.
Yeah, call me even that one, too. It was like, yeah, he's probably thinking...
And here's my sad story. 11 years ago, I wrote my book. I was on to this event with Louise Hay. I was going to meet her. I had the book in a bag, and I was ready to go. And I forgot deodorant. So basically a speaker was speaking, Carolyn Mice. And I thought, I have time to run and go get deodorant. Who's in the at a table sitting all by herself? Louise Hay. And I have the book in my hand. And you know what I did? I ran. I ran because my book was my baby. And I felt like I didn't deserve to shine. And I'm not like that now. Louise Hay, bless your heart, you've already passed. But, you know, that taught me such a valuable lesson on my self-esteem at that time. Even I wrote the book and I wasn't able to give it to someone else to shine.
Yeah.
So it's a process, and I think it really has self-love written all over it, and taking time to be alone and rocking the boat sometimes. sometimes you have to rock the boat, because that means you're probably making moves and you're growing. If you're in the same passive relationship, doing the same old, and you don't feel alive anymore, it's time to come to Kauai. Just kidding.
Totally.
We're going to take one more break. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie.
So are you looking for a holistic approach to your wellness? At Elements Chiropractic and Wellness Center in Seattle, Dr. Janelle Clayton, DC, uses her knowledge of energetic body, yoga, and chiropractic to help her students and patients access their own mind-body connection for vibrant health. Visit ElementsWellnessCenter.com or call today and let them help you find what you're looking for. 206-327-9799. Live your best life and enjoy the journey.
Get out of the daily grind and escape to a truly amazing ziplining adventure at Canopy Tours Northwest, just an hour from Seattle on Kamano Island. The award-winning, incredible ziplining experience is waiting for you. Soar through the air on a one-of-a-kind excursion that can only be found at Canopy Tours Northwest. With convenient shuttle service available from Seattle hotels, Canopy Tours is a great affair for your visiting friends and family, too. Read what raving fans are saying about Canopy Tours Northwest online and find out more at canopytoursnw.com.
Aloha! Join me, Dina Marie, on the island of Kauai. Let me be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. You'll receive daily healing sessions and experience fun, interactive outings to some of my favorite places, sacred sites, secluded beaches, and sunrises that will lift your spirits. Go beyond the tourist spots, meet fascinating locals, and leave with amazing memories. Retreats are based on your schedule and budget. For more information, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com.
Tune in to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie every Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Alternative Talk, 1150. You will be introduced to fascinating people, discover fun places to visit, and be encouraged to participate in activities that will lift your spirits. For a schedule of upcoming guests, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com. For archive shows, go to 1150kknw.com. Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie is sponsored by Seattle Natural Awakenings Magazine.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Offer my pain, beautiful ocean.
Aloha. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm in Kapa'a, Kauai, with Jeannie Russell at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center.
Aloha. Yeah, here we are, Dina. Yeah.
Well, I think through the years, 10 years ago, I kind of canceled Christmas, and I started giving the gift of experiences because of the stuff, the waste, and the stress it took to buy the perfect gift for the perfect person and all that stuff, and just got to be where even I went to a house last year and watched people receive gifts, and I thought, oh, this is really cool. Maybe I should go back to doing it. And then two or three people had that cringe of like, oh, I don't like my gift. It reminded me why I don't do the gift giving, but the experiences. So the massage or the Reiki treatment or a day out at a spa or anytime, a retreat. If you could retreat one day to 9 days, get away. And we were just talking about having like your family members, you ask for what you want and maybe they pitch in financially and then you don't have to go shopping for me. But you could mention, like your wish list, I'd like to have a retreat in Kauai with Jeannie and Dina. And maybe instead of them going out shopping for you, they'll come up with, you know, a starter fund to get you going. But it's essential more than ever that we do self-care. Right now, the medical and pharmaceuticals, they're kind of winning financially. And we're losing. So if we can take care of ourselves through better nutrition, sleep, you know, relaxing and retreating, and we don't have to go to the doctors, then we're ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, anytime. And we need to be in touch with our own intuition because we are our best doctors to me. You have to be your own doctor nowadays. You can't give your power away to somebody else, to some other, what you call authority, but someone else that, you know, you kind of know, hey, maybe I need to change my lifestyle. Maybe I need to eliminate that relationship that's not working. Or maybe I need to get more exercise or change my eating habits, you know, all of that. And that's what coming here is really great, because it's like rebooting your system. And that can shift a lot of your lifestyle, taking you out of your everyday environment and putting you in a new situation. You get recharged, you get inspiration, you get grounded, you get connected to nature, and then you kind of feel, okay, yeah, I can feel what you want to do next and the next step in your life.
And inspiration is priceless, because when people leave here and they have certain jobs that pay their bills, but it's causing them to be ill, which I've seen multiple times, they go back and they make life changes and then they're healthier. When you're in that low spirits, or that's called depression, and you can't see the light, it's very hard to make good decisions when you're down. So doing something really good for you lifts your spirits. Then you get the little aha moment. The light bulb goes on. Maybe a friend reached out and wanted to give you a job and you just weren't paying attention, and it was something that you would prefer to do, maybe even less money, but your health would improve. Because as we get older, your health is really, really important.
Yeah, there's actually, so I was just visiting one of the hotels here in the island, because we work a lot with hotels as well. And there was a woman that worked in the wedding department and literally was putting in 15 hours a day, easily. I mean, it's amazing how much work those people work. And she recently left, maybe 2.5-3 years ago. And I just saw on Facebook that she had a stroke. And she's young. She's not like 60 or 70, maybe in her 50s or late 40s. And, you know, that's what it does. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get to that point and your body just can't keep up.
It's drained. And how many people retire and pass away right after the fact? I mean, they waited all these years to enjoy themselves, and then they leave this earth. And so I came up with Re-Inspired. And I have these couples who, while they're still working a job, for example, Skagit sellers, they're basically worked at Boeing, but they started making wine. And when they retired, now they're inspired. They actually have their own winery in Cedro Woolley, and they're amazing couple living a life filled with, they have actually their own grapes they've grown. It's amazing. But you've got to find that one thing that brings you joy. And when you take a retreat, you're going to find the things that fill your cup. Then you take it home with you and make better decisions.
Yeah.
And while I'm in Kauai, Jeannie and I are going to offer half off phone sessions. If you'd like to give us a call, you can go to dolphintouch.org to get a hold of Jeannie. That's dolphintouch.org. Or you can go Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie, and you can call me. The phone number's there. liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com, and I would love to talk with you and lift your spirits, and so would Jeannie, and maybe and get you some information on how to get here. And when you get here and you stay at Dolphin Touch, you're going to have more of a family experience. You're going to feel like you belong here, and you're going to want to come back for sure. But we'll help you plan your retreat so you get the most out of it.
Yeah, you can reach me at www.dolphintouch.org. And also, if I think there's a possibility you could do a GoFundMe. You know, it's an online thing, and you can let people know that GoFund my retreat, and you can let family and friends contribute whatever they want to. And even if you just start a slush fund or a little fund, and then you supply the rest, you know, at least it could start a shift to help you have, even if it's a, I mean, airfares are really reasonable right now, so you could come over for a 5-day retreat or
and give yourself this holiday the gift of health. It's the most important thing you can do, because like in the Pacific Northwest, it is dark, it is rainy, and just to get away for like 9 days is the best here, because you have 2 days of air travel of the flights. But in the end, you're gonna go back, you're gonna be refueled and ready to go again. And again, you can bring a group of people, and it's a lot, you know, we can help you with all that. There's places to stay that are inexpensive. We have transportation that Jeannie can help you with. Plus the whole island, you have to know the island, or you'll be in traffic maybe for 5 hours. It's really important to talk to someone like Jeannie Russell and get the tips you need to make your trip fun.
Yeah, like with our last retreat, we actually posted a bunch of videos and pictures, and we're working with these ladies from Australia. Well, they even said that this other woman had just left Kauai, and she said, oh, I didn't know about any of those places. I didn't know about any of those things to do. And you're not going to know them because it's like we take people off the beaten track and to places that are not all touristy related and have experiences that you wouldn't have if you just came over and stayed at a hotel.
And you meet local people that are fascinating and fun, and Jeannie has we just karaoke the other
night. Yeah, we had a great time.
That's her throat chakra, and she finally got the machine, and we're out there karaokeing. I mean, we have potlucks here, but the bike path's near. And then most of the things I do don't cost anything because the bike ride, just walking around and talking to people, and then I'll pull over. I use my lock. You know, it's a good thing to do. And then I'll go have something to eat with somebody or sit on the beach. Yesterday, I met a young man who plays the ukulele, who knew Seth, which is the song we played between our breaks and everything. And then a big old rainbow came out. I mean, you can't buy that. That's just an experience you get for free, being social and communicating, because the bike path is just a really special, special place.
And I want to say, you know, that a lot of people are afraid to travel alone. You know, they think that, oh, they don't know anybody, or they'll be lonely, or an experience. Well, that's not the experience you have here. When you come here, you're part of the Ohana, what we call family, and you have that interaction and that connection to others rather than just feeling isolated. And then you have the courage to do more alone trips, which has happened. I had a woman here who came. She was very scared. She was by herself, but you know, I talked to her multiple times on the phone, and I said, "Don't worry, you're going to be fine. We'll take care of you. We'll direct you." And now she's traveling all over the world, all by herself. I'm so proud of her. And she's got a video blog. I just saw her in a commercial. I mean, I don't know. She's all over the place. And she's just, I mean, even places that, I mean, I haven't gone to myself, and where she just goes alone to India and Asia and all over the place.
And I just got off the phone with a young woman. It's her birthday, and she's going to come here and stay. From California, and she was like, well, normally I go to a hotel and I just don't really like people. And I just told her the experience she would have here compared to the hotel where you check in, go to the pool, go eat dinner by yourself, and go to bed, read a book or whatever. And she chose to come here with us. So I'm really excited to actually tell those stories, because in the end, she could have checked in on her birthday and spent it alone.
Yeah.
Really. And full of a bunch of people, but this is just a different experience. And I, again, feel, gosh, as the years gone by, I just feel so blessed. And I feel that actually, you know, me being selfish and taking that first journey here to Kauai saved my life. So,
well, that you were afraid too, right? The first time you came out here, right? Because you were
could get a car
yourself.
By yourself, drive by yourself. And then I lost my phone, got wet. So I didn't have a phone for 3 days. And I learned to go without my phone, you know. It's such a great experience. Well, one, to do something you've never done and face those fears and move through them. I do a lot of things by myself now. It doesn't even, I think God's got my back anyway. So I do a lot of things by myself, and I think that's important, you know, to be a strong, confident woman and use your voice. You know, I'll ask a stranger for directions, or I'll say, is this the best place to eat? Or, you know, it's just really important to live life to the fullest. That's what I feel.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so many people that don't do things because they're afraid, because it's new, it's unknown, it's unfamiliar. But when you do step out of your comfort zone, you grow so much on so many levels, and that's part of the experience. And then, you know, when you go back to your life, you feel more empowered to do other things that you may not have done before.
You make the shift, and your energy shifts, and the people around you shift. And Jeannie does her show the first Fridays.
So yes. It's,
that was one of your shifts. You broke through that, and now you're like an expert. You're an expert radio host, and we invite you to go to dolphintouch.org, reach out to Jeannie. You can go to liftyourspiritswithdeanmarie.com, reach out to me, and we would love to see you here in Kauai, and Jeannie will help you hook you up with the right healers, the excursions, and the sacred sites. So, aloha.
Aloha. Greeting from the beautiful island of Kauai. We'd love to see you, and we hope that the holidays are great for you wherever you're going, and enjoy the day.
Join us next week for more people, place, and activities that'll lift your spirits.
We go fishing and hunting too. We bled in the aina to get our food.